Over the years, and this is now our 14th year that we're in here, we have had the pleasure of dealing with many of our listeners who are visually impaired, because the radio for many years has been the great friend of people who have been visually impaired. And then we've had over the years Ted Lennox and another gentleman named John Whitaker in with us to talk about training folks who are visually impaired how to use computers. And I'm delighted to bring back into our studios today John Whitaker, who is the Director of Computer Training at the Optometric Institute Clinic of Metro Detroit. John, it's so good to have you back in here.
Oh, it is a delight to be here. I have so much to share about what's going on in the world of computer training, and so many wonderful success stories to provide.
And
it's just exciting. I'm bumbling.
Right. It may be hard to get everything in all because there's so much to tell, but what we're going to do, folks, is kind of give you a little, it's like a plate full of hors d'oeuvres here, that we hope you will go to our home site, which is homepage, internetadvisor.net, and click off on the many sites that we're going to talk about. With you, John, is Dr. Bernard Miller. And Dr. Miller, you have been with us before. You're the Director of Clinical Affairs at the Optometric Institute. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any other important titles in there I'm missing?
I'm the director of the low vision clinic within the Optometric Institute.
All right. And the two of you have been involved, as I understand, John, you in particular, have been involved in developing programs to train people who are visually impaired to be able to use computers.
That's absolutely right. In 2003, I was introduced to Dr. Miller. He had a program underway and for training that he wanted to get into for training computer skills to the blind of the many clients that come to our clinic. Some there's very little from a sight perspective that can be done, but from a skill setting we can aid them. And he was trying to encourage that to develop, and that's how I got hooked into this. It's been a delightful relationship ever since. I've been teaching ever since then, the blind, and even before then. And there's so many success cases. They're just one after another.
John, is that today we're going to meet some of those success cases.
That's absolutely true.
As a matter of fact, we have in studio with us right now, and Gina, let me just introduce you a bit. This is Gina DiMaggio who is with us. How are you doing, Gina?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. It's good to have you here with us. Now, were you trained by these folks to use a computer? Did they help you?
Yes. I was trained from John and his staff of many people, and they have helped me tremendously. I can't even begin to describe.
Okay, now just briefly, how did you lose your sight and come to this place? Go ahead.
Actually, I have multiple sclerosis, and it affected my vision.
Yep.
And I have no vision in my left eye.
I got you.
Limited in my right eye.
Right.
It's been since I was 15 years old.
I got you.
And I am
my
now,
sister, by the way, has had the same situation in her life, so I understand entirely.
Really?
How long did it take for you to learn how to use a computer so that you feel like you're comfortable navigating your way around on it?
It takes time.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie. You know, it does take time. I would say, actually, for me, between 2 and 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Before I
That's
felt.
Quick. I would have said maybe 2 or 3 years, but 2 or 3 months, and you were...
Well,
you
with...
Felt...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm
sure,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, with the assistance of John's company, I got really wonderful training through his company.
Good. But, I mean, within that period of time, you felt you were comfortable enough to be at home, go on a computer yourself and navigate around, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, that is just, it's incredible, John, to hear that in that short period of time you can do that.
But that's just the piece of bread. wait until we get to the jam.
I want to introduce somebody else who's in the studio with us as well, because King has been involved for a long time in working with people who are visually impaired. King Nelson is a counselor with the Michigan Commission for the Blind. And King, welcome again to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you are with our state's agency that oversees the services to people who are visually impaired, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, as a counselor with that, what's your role?
My role is to provide services to persons who are blind or eligible according to Public Act 260. I go and meet with clients in their home because we assume they cannot travel because of limited mobility and because of their vision loss. We meet them and get them registered with our agency. The criteria for eligibility is based on Public Act 260, where a person must have a visual acuity of at least 20 over 200 in the better eye with the best correction. Mm-hmm. Now, if the vision is the acuity is better than 20 over 200, let's say 20 over 50 mm-hmm. or something of that nature, we look at the visual field, and that field must be at least 20 degrees or less in order to be eligible for services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, once you've determined whether the person is eligible or not, then you have a range of services that you can offer. How do you interface with Dr. Miller and with John at the Optometric Institute?
Well, with Dr. Miller and other low vision specialists, we will refer clients to them for a eye exam to determine eligibility, and after they've gotten into the program, gone into what is called our Skills of Blindness Personal Adjustment Training, then we would do what is called a low vision evaluation. Dr. Uh-huh. Miller would do that, and we have other low vision specialists, and they would determine what visual aids are needed, what their visual fields are, and what kind of visual aids are needed to help the person to be able to navigate or function with mobility and other tasks.
Now, the program, Dr. and John, that was developed for training people, the blind, how to use computers, where did that come from? Is that something you folks developed yourselves? Was it existent already?
Well, one of our former board members, an administrative law judge with the state of Michigan, ironically, at a board meeting said, let's think about doing more at Optometric Institute. And the young man sitting next to me, King T. Nelson, said, why don't we think about doing computer training? There's a group in Pontiac, e-blind, does computer training, and we send our clients out there, but it's way out in Pontiac. How about the people in Wayne County?
Right. And, John, I think you had worked at eBlind the first time I talked to you.
Director of computer training at
eBlind.
So
that's how the circle came.
King gets embarrassed, but I call King the father of our computer training program.
I'm interested, King, just in terms of how different states interface with the blind. How do we stack up against other states? I'm guessing pretty well.
Yes, Michigan does very well. We provide quite a bit of services. I mean, we from A to Z. We do a lot for persons who are blind. And providing not only the skills of blindness training at the training center in Kalamazoo mm-hmm. and in Detroit, visually handicapped services where they learn orientation, mobility, and they get some basic computer, there's a hands-on, a little touchy basic on the computers, as well as everyday living skills of cooking, introductory to Braille and other things.
So lots of other things that mm-hmm. are available there.
Yes.
Now, John, you were working with eBlind and now in Detroit working with the Optometric Institute. Were you involved in training Gina?
Yes, I was. Okay. Very much so.
All right. How was he? Was he tough, Gina?
He was wonderful. I'm so incredibly grateful for his...
Was it a little scary for you, thinking you're going in at first?
It was extremely scary, you know? It's just like, okay, I'm going to be able to access internet and email. Like, how am I going to do this just strictly with voice activation, you know?
Yeah,
It was very scary. And so he definitely put myself at ease with all of his expertise.
Cal, you had a question to ask, and then we need to break.
Because I'm a techie, and so, you know, that sort of thing, and I'm not aware of the interface. Is it strictly voice activation is how do you interface with the computer, or is there special equipment that you have to add on to a computer in order to be able to do it? And that's for anybody.
I'd like to interject right here something. Gina, we haven't shared something here that's a key to your training and the technology that was used, and that is you have neuropathy in your hands, and it's difficult to use your hands. So not only is Gina visually challenged, she cannot handle a keyboard. And that makes a unique challenge to us as trainers and giving her the skills to where she can be competitive with sighted people and people who have use of their hands.
It's a little bit of a double whammy.
And that's what the beauty of this is. What I keep referring to as the jam on the bread is that she's now getting prepared to go to work on a job.
Oh,
and the technology worked for her. It's complex technology. It's touchy stuff. The commission will I've gone back to them several times because it didn't work the first time it up. And got involved with Gina, and it took a struggle to get this to work.
Extremely.
But we have been using this technology. So far, we've done two quadriplegics, Gina's case, and we have two or three more clients that are lined up to come through that these special needs.
Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about another one of the people who have been in this program, and that is Roger Long. We're going to talk with him on the phone because, as I understand, he is bedridden.
That's right.
And he is a Wayne State student who has also been involved in this program. So, Gina, we're going to be talking with you and with John and with Roger Long as well. And, folks, we have a real treat for you. We're going to be talking with – this program has gone international. We're going to be talking with somebody in Jamaica who is being helped by this as well. All that coming up on the Internet Advisor.